USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Police in Phoenix say one person has died and three others were shot. Also, nine others were injured after a series of shootings that took place over 90 minutes in three different cities.
We don't know what the motive was. We don't have an idea of what this person was thinking when he went out and did this. Obviously, we want to figure that out because there's a lot of scared people and a lot of people who this affected.
Peoria Police Sergeant Brendan Shepard says they now have a suspect in custody. Peoria Surprise and Glendale Police are all investigating the shootings in their city, along with the Arizona Department of Public Safety. A tropical storm warning was issued for parts of Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama as a potential tropical cyclone makes its way toward the northern Gulf Coast. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards has declared a state of emergency ahead of the storm. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bail out broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit assetstrategies.com.
A St. Louis couple who waved guns at Black Lives Matter protesters walking by their home last year pleaded guilty to assault and harassment charges. The plea agreement means that neither Mark McCloskey nor Patricia McCloskey will face more serious felony weapon charges. Mark pleaded guilty to fourth-degree assault and was fined $750. Patricia pleaded guilty to second-degree harassment and will pay a $2,000 fine. The McCloskeys were caught on camera in June 2020 brandishing firearms at protesters who walked past their home on a march to the mayor's house. The couple pleaded not guilty to the more serious charges in October, but a new plea agreement was reached after Special Prosecutor Richard Callahan amended the charges. The couple said they felt threatened by the protesters, who they accused of breaking down an iron gate and ignoring a no trespassing sign. In addition to the fine, the McCloskeys must forfeit their guns, which will be destroyed. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The feds are raising their inflation expectations. USA's Lance Pry has more.
The Federal Reserve on Wednesday considerably raised its expectations for inflation this year, meaning interest rates could rise soon. The Fed did raise its inflation expectation to 3.4%. That's a full percentage point higher than March projections. The central bank gave no indication as to when it will begin cutting back on its aggressive bond buying program. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Google has opened its first retail store in New York City in an attempt to put its various hardware offerings in front of customers. The company announced the Chelsea, New York store last May, saying it's going to give customers the opportunity to get their hands on its Pixel phones, also Nest Home security products, Fitbit devices, and Pixelbook computers. They can also meet with employees for troubleshooting, repairs, and installations. In a briefing earlier this week, the company also said they hope to provide a space where customers can try all of its devices and showcase how they work together. The store features curated rooms to show off the Pixel phone's night sight camera and the Nest Hub's smart screen, as well as experiences to show off its services such as Imagination Space, where guests can whisper a phrase and hear the same phrase whispered back to them in 24 languages with text displaying on a screen using Google Translate. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.